AM Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 28 degrees now in Atlantic. And again, we're looking for those partly cloudy to cloudy skies this morning, partly sunny this afternoon with a high around 51. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. In local news, Republican presidential hopeful Michelle Bachmann made a campaign stop in Atlantic Tuesday evening to meet with area residents and party faithful at the Pizza Ranch restaurant. Bachmann, a congresswoman from Minnesota, was running about 35 minutes late when her bus pulled into the parking lot. She spent much of her time talking briefly with those who were enjoying their dinner, posed for pictures, and signed some campaign literature along with a copy of her book in one case. Bachmann then taped an introduction to a special promotional video for Cass County Republicans in hopes of getting out the caucus vote.
I need your support. Next week at the Iowa caucuses on January 3rd, and I need your vote on January 3rd. Would you take a minute to watch this very important video? Because this will explain the very simple process of going through the Iowa caucuses. Together, we have an opportunity to take the nation back, and Iowans will be the one to do it.
Afterward, Bachmann went off script to attack President Obama, whom she says has brought about socialism, without apologizing for it.
I, for one, won't stand for it, and that's why I decided to run for President of the United States. I want you to know, for 5 years, I have been standing up for our Constitution. I've been standing up for smaller government. I've been standing against the out-of-control spending, and I've been standing up for life, for marriage, for our national security. I stand up for our ally, Israel, and I stand against the radical jihadists who want to defeat the United States and put Sharia law in the United States. That's not going to happen when I am President of the United States.
Ron Paul, Republican congressman from Texas, another presidential hopeful, will be in Atlantic tomorrow afternoon for a town hall meeting. Speaking of Ron Paul, Bachmann said she can win the election, as evidenced by the debate in Sioux City, where she says she, quote, took it to him on the issue of Iran getting a nuclear weapon, and she says that's the same thing she'll do to Barack Obama next November. Bachmann says her record proves she has taken on Obama before, and she will do it in the debates and go on to win the election in 2012. And she says a woman can run a country effectively because they're strong. Bachmann pointed to former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who was known as the Iron Lady, as an example.
I think it's time that America has a Margaret Thatcher and America has an Iron Lady, a woman who's not afraid of all the men in Washington, D.C., and who's not afraid to take on the liberals in Washington, D.C. I'm not, and I will.
KJAN News Time is 8:04.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas Governor and Republican presidential candidate Rick Perry met with voters in Council Bluffs Tuesday morning. Perry told the standing room only crowd at a downtown restaurant that he's the only authentic conservative in the presidential race.
Why should you have to settle for anything less than the real deal to go to Washington, D.C. and to represent your values and work for you in Washington? I mean, look, I got all the respect in the world for the front runners in this race, but ask yourself, if we replace the Democratic insider with a Republican insider, you think we're really going to change Washington, D.C.? No way.
Perry touted his home state's efforts to secure its border with Mexico, saying such a model is needed at the national level.
But one state cannot enforce our nation's entire immigration laws. That takes a nationwide effort, and that's the reason it's going to take a president who knows there is no such thing as homeland security until there is border security.
Yeah. Perry said if elected, he'll close the border between the U.S. and Mexico within 1 year. He also called for balanced budgets and less government in voters' lives. Two other GOP presidential candidates, Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, are set to visit Western Iowa this week. Gingrich will be in Sioux City tomorrow. Paul has town hall meetings planned for Atlantic and Council Bluffs on Thursday. Presidential hopeful Ron Paul is shown to be leading or near the top of recent polls in Iowa, and three of his Republican rivals took aim Tuesday. Paul has vowed to close five federal agencies and cut $1 trillion out of the federal budget. During an appearance in Mason City, Rick Santorum suggested Paul is least likely among the candidates to get those kinds of cuts enacted.
He's been in Congress 20 years and never passed a bill. So what would lead you to believe that he could get something that huge done in a town where he's shown no track record of getting anything done?
During an interview on CNN, Newt Gingrich said Paul's total record shows a system avoidance of reality. Rick Perry also suggested Paul would allow Iran to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. In Dubuque yesterday, Gingrich told reporters he has a lot of time left to convince caucus goers they can invest their vote in him, despite the questions raised in campaign ads.
I trust in the ability of the people of Iowa to look at something that's clearly baloney and know that it's baloney.
During a speech to the Rotarians, Gingrich suggested Republican rival Mitt Romney and his allies had stepped over some sort of a line.
To have somebody who was a Massachusetts moderate, who said he did not want to go back to the Reagan-Bush years, who as recently as running for governor said, I'm really sort of a moderate pragmatic guy. To have him run a commercial that questions my conservatism?
Romney arrived in Iowa late Tuesday. He told a crowd in Davenport last night that Barack Obama is a pessimistic president who has failed to deliver on his campaign promises and is asking America to settle for less. Four of the candidates participated in a radio forum organized by Personhood USA, a group pushing Congress to pass a bill declaring that life begins at conception. Rick Perry, who has opposed nearly all abortions, revealed he no longer favors exceptions in the cases of rape or incest. Perry recently met with a woman who was conceived in a rape.
Looking in her eyes, and I couldn't come up with an answer to defend the exceptions for rape and incest.
Perry met the woman earlier this month when he attended the premiere of a documentary called The Gift of Life.
She made a statement to me that was really profound and pierced my heart.
Perry has supported abortion ban exceptions in the cases of rape and incest or when the mother's life is endangered by the pregnancy, until he unveiled during Tuesday night's telephone town hall meeting with abortion foes that he had undergone a transformation this Christmas season. Organizers say nearly 26,000 people listened to the event by telephone, and it was broadcast nationally on the syndicated Steve Dace Show and another radio network. And taking a look at national news headlines of this hour, Republican presidential candidates are continuing to fan across Iowa today, less than a week before the state's caucuses. They're trying to woo the political caucus goers who say polls are still undecided. Some polls show Ron Paul on top in Iowa, and his GOP rivals, as we mentioned, are working to disqualify him on social issues, foreign affairs, and a decades-old newsletter attacking homosexuals. Iran is issuing another threat to close a vital waterway where a sixth of the world's oil flows. Iran's Navy chief says his country is in control of the Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf and can quickly block it. Iran's president threatened to do the same thing yesterday if the West imposes sanctions on Iranian oil shipments. The Syrian government says it's released 755 people detained over the past months in the regime's crackdown on the uprising against President Bashar Assad. Prisoner release comes as observers sent by the Arab League are in the country to assess whether authorities are complying with a plan to stop the bloodshed. And tens of thousands of North Koreans lined the snowy streets of Pyongyang today for the funeral of leader Kim Jong-il, who died of a heart attack December 17th. Many wailed and clutched their chests during the 2.5-hour procession. Kim's youngest son and his successor, Kim Jong-un, at times walked alongside his father's hearse. News time is 8:10.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In our funeral announcements, Catherine Clayton, age 94, a lifelong resident of Dexter, died December 21st at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Catherine Clayton will be this morning at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Daryl Chris Paulson, age 79, of Avoca, died Saturday at his home. Graveside services for Daryl Paulson will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. George Drake, age 76, of Baird, died Sunday at the Israel House in Ames. Funeral services for George Drake will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Baird. Merrill Jean Vogt, age 80, of Adair, died Monday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Merrill Vogt will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. Wayne Betts, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Wayne Betts will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Margaret Jensen, age 86, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Mercy West Medical Center. Memorial services for Margaret Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Donald Toft, age 81, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Donald Toft will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church, east of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Bruce Brown, age 86, of Redfield and formerly of Anita, died Saturday at the Perry Lutheran Home in Perry. Memorial services for Bruce Brown will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. Betty Jenny, age 70, of Harlan, died Monday. Funeral services for Betty Jenny will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Marty Kinsey, age 56, of Anita, died Friday at his home. Graveside services for Marty Kinsey will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita, with the family greeting friends during a luncheon at the Anita Community Center following the graveside service. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Gail Inette Phippen, age 65, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Gail Phippen will be Friday night at 7 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. And Beverly Jean Jones, age 75, of Oakland, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A cremation has taken place, and there will be no services held at this time for Beverly Jones. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you this hour by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.